the Fort Mill School District's Chief Communication Officer, Joe Burke. How are you today, Joe?
Doing well. Glad to be here with you all.
So September now, we're essentially maybe beginning week five of school.
Yeah. I talked to my high schooler about that the other day. He was trying to figure out if he was in week five or six. I was like, it's just about week five. So we're a little over a month in.
He's trying to make it go faster.
He is, yes.
He doesn't already have he's not checking off the weeks as you go.
Maybe a little bit. You know, he's enjoying high school, but I think he wants it to speed up as fast as he can. So,
well, I think from a student perspective, it feels like, all right, now we're kind of into the swing of things. Mm-hmm. But from a district side, does September at least slow down a little bit? Is it, you know, without the rush of starting new schools and a new school year, does it slow down for you guys at all?
Yeah, I would say maybe not slow down, but just settles into the routine. And that's what we kind of see. Everybody's now familiar with their traffic patterns and their class schedules and, you know, the events that are going on. And so we start to see things just kind of ease out, smooth out a little bit. But the year has gone pretty well. So we're very happy about that and just, you know, excited that things are still continuing to run pretty smoothly this school year.
Well, you guys recognize some important things here recently. Your support staff of the year, teacher of the year. Can you tell us a little bit about those awards?
Yeah, that's a big one for us. So every year we start out by having all of the teachers of the year from every location and support staff of the year from every location are announced. And then on the teacher of the year side, that actually gets cut down to five honor roll teachers. And then those five honor roll teachers are evaluated. And then we choose a district teacher of the year. So at the end of August, we did get a chance to announce both of those awards. We went and visited as a surprise visit over to Fort Mill Middle School and surprised Annalise Eberhardt, who is works in our media center over there as a literacy specialist. And then we went from there over to River Trail and surprised Kristen Sims, our technology specialist over there, as the support staff of the year. So these two will now represent our district. Ms. Eberhardt will move on and compete for the state teacher of the year program as well, too. So, you know, it was a really big, fun event. We had a great time. We got the kids involved, staff involved, all that. It was just a really nice event to go out and surprise them and give those awards.
Well, outside of just the recognition, you know, what type of benefits do they get for those
awards?
Sure.
Yeah. So the teacher of the year gets from our partners over at State Line and Mills Automotive Group. She actually got to pick from three different vehicles.
Wow.
She got to pick from a Jeep Gladiator, a Jeep Wrangler, and the Cherokee, and she ended up picking the Jeep Wrangler. That's the
nice
one she went with. There's also a financial award for both of these groups. They get a vacation stay at a mountain house that's provided to us as well, too. So it's really, really a great event there. And then honestly, though, the big piece of this is not only will they represent the district, but they will actually help head up some of the initiatives in the district moving forward. So, for example, the Teacher of the Year will now move on and kind of lead our teacher forum. Our support staff of the year also does some very similar things with our support staff as well, too. So they will be in these roles, but not just as a celebration. There's some work that comes along with it, too. So they get a chance to really kind of help shape our district for the year.
Well, speaking of work going along with things, there's some exciting thing that happened with a lot of your students in high school.
Yes.
Big college day.
Yeah. So it's funny to talk about. We're in August going into September now, but we already have high school students that are looking forward to next year in college. And application day, all three of our high schools host a college application day where they allow the students to come in as a group. They'll bring in college counselors and stuff to come in and help them with their applications and get prepared. It's kind of interesting that not only are we getting them prepared to finish out their high school career and graduate and get ready to move on to whatever's next, but we're helping them prepare for that next step as well, too. College application is tough. It's a very competitive situation for kids to get in there. So this is an opportunity for them to come in and get questions answered from those individuals who work at the college and really get ahead on their applications.
Well, if you've got, you know, parents out there listening in who maybe have a middle schooler or a child who's in, you know, 9th, 10th, or 11th grade, mm-hmm. maybe not quite to the point of filling out those applications, how has that application process changed from maybe what they knew when they were in college 20, 25 years ago?
Yeah, I think I even think back to when I was looking at going into college, you know, a little more than that 25 years ago. But, you know, it's definitely changed a lot. The applications, like I said, they're very involved. You're not just looking at grades. You're looking at outside activities. You're looking at, you know, anything you've done, volunteer work, that kind of stuff. And obviously, like I said, the competition for college positioning has gotten very steep. It is a tough thing to do. So there's a lot of just the procedural things you want to make sure you get right on your applications and you actually make sure you fill in all the boxes and answer all the questions correctly. But then there's also, you know, understanding what is required and what they're looking for in these applications is another big piece of this. So you know that you're applying to colleges that you may meet those criteria for. So I do think the process has changed a lot. We have a lot of staff at our schools that work there that help with this, a lot of different counselors and career counselors as well, too, for any students not going into college. So it's definitely a changed landscape than it was when I was in high school many years ago.
So when you said the application and all the things that you're putting on the application, not just your grades, but the other things. So I think I kind of, in my mind, compare it to maybe doing your taxes. When you get down to it, you can't go back and add tax deductions or things. So what are the things they need to be doing now to be ready so when it's time to fill out the application, they can say, yes, I was in Beta Club. Yes, I was in. What are those good things they need to be going ahead and signing up for and participating in now as maybe an early in their high school or even middle school?
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that plays into an initiative our superintendent has had going on since he came in 2 years ago, or in his last year into his second year this year. We know that students who are involved in extracurricular activities and outside programs outside of the classroom actually perform better in the classroom, and they're more interested in being in school. They have better attendance rates, all of those things. So there's kind of a double benefit here. So we encourage kids to get involved in all different types of things outside of the classroom, whether that's sports, whether that's band, music, volunteer work, the school news, all of that stuff. We want them to be involved in those things because all of that stuff is going to look good on your college application moving forward. But it also has them, gives them that extra interest in being at school, and it helps with those attendance rates, and it helps get them excited about being there and being in class. So that's kind of a double thing that we've been working on a lot lately.
Awesome.
Well, we were talking kind of before we got going, and you mentioned a spectacular student there, Paige Thomas, who was recently kind of recognized for some great things. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, she was awarded the Women's Caucus Jackie Terabaugh Scholarship. That's our representative in our area over there. So that very proud to see that one of our students is getting the scholarships to go help out with those colleges. But even more so, from what I understand, I think she's planning on being a teacher as she goes to college. So back to our always looking to help our community out and benefit our students. That's somebody we'll be keeping an eye on. Maybe we can bring her back and be a teacher here once she's out of college and graduated through. So that's another big initiative is to any of our students who want to go in the education career, we want them to come back and serve our community here. So congratulations to her on a scholarship, and hopefully she stays with that teaching major.
Yeah, well, I imagine that recruiting teachers and retaining teachers is a tough task for Fort Mill just because of the amount of growth that has occurred there. And so in order to keep up with that, for the amount of families and kids that are moving into the district, and we were speaking moments ago, we're talking to Joe Burke, Chief Communications Officer of Fort Mill School District, about right now, you know, with no schools currently under construction, and you just opened, I think, two this year, or Flint Hill opened.
Two in the last year, two years, basically, yeah.
So, but nothing currently under construction. So maybe from that side, a chance to take your breath, but I'm sure you're planning on the things to come. And we talked a little bit about the 4K Center last week on the show, but also this morning.
Yeah, that is the next project we have going on. That's the one that was approved in the last bond referendum. The 4K Center, we're in the process now of getting in the early stages of getting it constructed. We're going to be open that not next school year, but the following school year is the plan right now. So that is the last building we currently have in the plan that has been funded, put through a bond. So obviously we're going to continue to do our assessments and see where we're at and see if any future needs are there. But yeah, we did open the elementary and middle school this past year, which is pretty common for us. We've opened a lot of schools in the last several years, but it is kind of nice to take a breath. I'll say that for sure. Not have to plan to have one opening next year. But yeah, so we do recruit nonstop. That is a big piece for us. We have to be very competitive. It's just as I mentioned, with the colleges competitive, getting teachers is very competitive. So we continue to do that year round. We're always looking for our teachers coming back and trying to build those pipelines.
Well, anything on the schedule here the remainder of September that folks need to be aware of?
Well, September's a pretty solid month for school now that we're past Labor Day. So we'll have pretty much our normal schedule. Early October, we will have the week break that we have for the modified year-round calendar. That comes up in the first week or two of October. So that's something to keep on their schedule. And actually, I think most parents have that circled. Everybody seems to be looking forward to those.
Sure.
But for the most part, September is pretty much a normal school month for us now that we're past the holidays. And we're pretty much on track till we get through to the winter break.
Good deal. Joe Burke, Chief Communications Officer of the Fort Mill School District. We appreciate you joining us today and talking about the Fort Mill Schools.